Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and this is the podcast where I get to dive deep into all the things I'm curious about. Whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. Some episodes will be totally off the cuff, and sometimes we'll have special episodes where I revive my old shows like Bedtime Bitchin', Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story. But no matter what, it's always going to be a fun, unpredictable ride. So sit back and let's get into it. Why am I talking like fucking Dora the Explorer? All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Roxy Hayes Podcast, where we talk about love, chaos, food, and feelings. And today we're doing all of that in one spicy, savory episode. We're diving into the world of romantic meals, the foods that start relationships, end them, and sometimes can fix them. And who better to have in the kitchen with me than chef, content creator, and all-around flavor king, Patrick Lee. Yay. Or is it Pat Lee? Which one you want? Either?
Either way, it's fine by me. I feel like the intro should have some kind of like pyro or fireworks. Like Kurt Angle.
I'm the one. I'm the pyro. So
there we go.
Yay.
Is that what you wanted? Running up the stairs montage. There we go.
Patrick Lee. Yeah,
not sorry. A theme song.
You suck. You.
Whoa.
You said Kurt Angle. You want Kurt Angle? You gonna get Kurt Angle.
It's true. It's damn true.
All right, so we're gonna start first with, what do you feel like is the best first date meal?
Ooh, the best first date meal.
Like, this is the one. Because you don't want it to be too much, right? It need to be like, I don't even know. How would you explain it?
So, I might throw some people off a little bit with this, but if we're talking about a first time coming over to the crib off the rip, I'm going with one of two choices. So, if you're not allergic to seafood, surf and turf, nice juicy ribeye seasoned to perfection, seared beautifully. Baste it with a little butter, some thyme, garlic. I cook it medium rare for myself, for her, medium, you know, whatever her preference is. You know, toss in some jumbo shrimp and some lobster tail with a nice butter or béarnaise sauce. You know, just let, you know, I got some skills in the kitchen. Ooh. Got a little bit of skills. Then, you know, make some asparagus and mashed potatoes on the side. Now, if you say, okay, I'm allergic to seafood, then I'm going to keep it a little simple, a little fancy, and kind of healthy. Just to show that I have some range, so I'd make a butternut squash and toasted sage risotto.
I fuck with a butternut squash.
Listen.
And I fuck with a risotto. People be sleep on risotto.
They do. It is so damn good.
Ugh. I'll be making that noise a lot this episode. I am a food person. I don't think I ever told you this. So I actually wanted to get into culinary. Like culinary arts, if you will. Mm-hmm. I took like a year and I got kicked out because I was stealing, but that's not the point. I love food. And so, yeah, I get really excited talking to other people that mm-hmm. like food. So I'm just giving that heads up because I'm going to make some big back noises. And I just wanted you to understand where they're coming from. Like, it's the appreciation for a good, well put together meal.
Listen, I wanted to be a comedian when I was younger, so maybe we just happened to switch paths.
We just switched?
Yeah.
Because I just knew I was finna be a chef. I knew I was going to have a bakery or a restaurant. Like, I just knew that's what I was finna do. And it was like, no. No, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't do stand-up. I was like, the first time I told a joke in front of my friends, I was like, you know what the problem with white people is? Booed instantly.
Not a boo. They didn't even let you get to the punchline. They were like, no. That's, was it in front of white people?
No, it was black people, surprisingly.
That's hilarious. I would have at least heard the rest of the joke. But yeah, that is funny. We did some Freaky Friday shit. It was like, no, you go over there. But I'm sorry I cut you off. It was butternut squash risotto.
No, butternut squash risotto. For me, I just feel like it shows range. Like you said, people really don't fuck with risottos like that. But risottos is one of those dishes that it can be complicated. But if you make it just right, it's the perfect dish.
It hits.
Always hits.
I'm with you on the seafood for a first date meal. I feel like seafood is just always the one I go to no matter what the occasion is. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely down for a lobster tail because lobster is really not that expensive, but it makes people feel fancy.
Yeah.
So I always do same thing, like a lobster, an asparagus. I'll do a pasta too because pasta is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get a cheap pasta. Get a cheap ass marry me chicken pasta, and we in there. Okay, so now we passed the first date, right? So this like y'all locked in a little bit. What do you do? At y'all not point, together yet. You trying to get them together. Sorry, let me add that in there because that's different. If y'all just smashing, whatever. But this is a person that you're interested in. You want to see where it goes, and you're still trying to impress them a little bit.
I mean, if we're just smashing, you're just getting hot dogs. But, you know, that's another story for another day.
Boiled?
Not even cooked. They're on the counter with a note.
Cold, hot. Ugh, sick. That's nasty work. That's nasty work.
Very diabolical of me. But I'd say I try to play it smart. See, I'm a very high maintenance guy when it comes to dating, and I'm very much a critical thinker, which is why I'm married. But I always like to think of, okay, what do you want? I want to cook your five favorite meals. So you tell me your five favorite meals, and I'm going to take each of those meals and cook them for you every single day. On the second date, I'm already locked in.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, also, side note, I'm a little high, so I almost started crying. I don't know why that's so sweet. Oh, my emotions. That is so sweet. So that kind of brings me to the next question. Do you feel like cooking for someone on a first or second date is a good idea?
It depends. I would say it's a good idea if you know the person ahead of time and this is like your first time inviting him or her over to your crib. If it's somebody, you know, you just like happen to meet on Tinder or Hinge or, you know, whatever the kids are using these days.
Whatever the youth is doing.
Whatever the youth are using. No, I wouldn't say cooking for them as a first date. For me, I feel like, and this might be a little bit biased because I'm a chef, but cooking for me is my love language. You know what I mean? Like, I could talk about cooking every single day. Cooking is incredibly intimate. You know, you're putting your time, your thought, and creativity into every detail, which is a heartfelt way for you to say, I love you or I care about you or whatever. Now, if you're somebody that you're first dating, you don't want to go all out and make them, you know, shrimp and lobster and risotto. And, you know, you like, oh, I want to go out to a nice dinner. Bet. And he take you to Applebee's. Now you look stupid.
Now you're looking dumb. Now you're looking goofy. Now you're looking crazy. I as a woman, I'm not cooking for no man on a first date. Period. I don't feel like, I feel like it sets the expectation, and this might be a new ager thing, like, you know, but dudes are really big now on like, oh, I want a woman that cooks, and like, I'm half domesticated, but I don't want you thinking you're getting a home-cooked meal every time you come see me. Like, that's not the life that you're finna be living.
Yeah.
So I don't want anybody to even, I don't even want to set that expectation. And I'm with you too, like, for me, cooking is something I do for, like, my family and my close friends. Like, a lot of people think I can't cook, and I don't keep thinking that. Like, I don't want you coming over here thinking you're finna get fed. But, yeah, that's super intimate. That's super something that, like, I spend time on and, like, I study. So it's like, I'm not just gonna give that to you when we just met. Like, that's something I'm not. I might fuck, but I'm not gonna make you no food. Like, I'm just not. That's not what I'm finna do. So, yeah, I had a dude, we hung out, and we were, like, planning the second date, and he was like, oh, we could, like, watch anime, and you could come over here, and we can, like, cook, and I was like, fuck no. Hell no. Like, that's not, fuck no, I'm not coming, because that's time. That's time. Like, I have to go get the ingredients. Even if you give me the money, I still have to go get the ingredients. Like, I'm spending a whole day doing this. I'm not spending a whole day preparing for a date, for a second date. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Also, what kind of anime was it? Just, you know.
I don't even know. We were just going to pick something. But, oh, that's just time. It's still just time. The anime wouldn't have changed it, Pat. It's not like if he was like, oh, Cowboy Bebop. I'm like, oh, maybe. But no, that's just all day, all day. No, I don't like, no, not, I'm not doing that. Fuck no. So, ladies, don't be out here cooking first date. Don't be cooking first date. Don't be cooking second date. Maybe take a cooking class. That actually would be fun, and then that's a little less work. But to be working the beat on the first or second date, I'm not with it. So what is a meal? Like, this is your, like, flirt dish. Do you have, like, a flirty dish? You're like, ooh, this one I'm trying to let her know I'm on sexy time?
As hood as it sounds, chicken wings.
Listen. That's your sexy meal?
Listen, if there's one thing I know, flats, fried har, ranch and blue cheese on the side, does it every time.
What? Okay. Hey, I was skeptical, but you got me at the end. All flats, I'm with it. I might get some wings.
And if you give her all the flats, that's the bonus.
That means you love me.
Mm-hmm.
He's in love. Hey, baby, here go all the flats. I'm with it. Okay, so next, what do you feel like is a romantic meal that, like, leaves a lasting impression?
Ooh, I have a story to tell about this one. I'm going to say lasagna. Yeah, I'm going to go with lasagna.
Why lasagna? And feel free to tell the story. We have time.
So, when my wife and I first got together, one of the dishes that she made for me was a lasagna. I think about it even to this day, and I say that I think about it to this day because I'm not really a picky eater, but as you can tell on my social media, when I talk about food, I have a lot of commentary on it. Like, I'm judgy. I talk about the texture. Like, it's not just you can put a piece of food in front of me, I'm going to eat it and go, oh, this is good. I overanalyze because that's just the chef in me. So one day she makes me this lasagna and she brings it to me in this cute little aluminum pan with the Ziploc bag full of chocolate chip cookies. And mind you, this is like when we first started dating. I was like, bruh, if I fumble this, this is 100% my fault. Like, no matter what she do, it's my fault. I'm a fumble. But obviously I didn't. So I took a bite of the lasagna and I ate that shit like Garfield. Like, literally no fork, no knife, just like just taking the lasagna.
Just hands?
Yep. All hands. It was gone in like seconds. And the irony of it all is that we've been together almost 6 years and she hasn't made this lasagna since.
Oh, so, damn. She was like, oh, got him.
Yeah, like, she lured me in with cooking and I'm the one who does most of the cooking. So it works out.
Hey. Well, how many dates in were y'all?
Ooh, about probably two or three.
Two or three? Okay.
And to be fair, even though she cooked for us first, I did take her to a lot of, like, fancy restaurants initially, but she was the first one who made the move with the recipe. With the cooking. Yeah.
And I'm with that. Hey, let's go out first, then once we're comfortable. I feel like that's different for other people. For me, hey, it's date 12. It's date 12 for you coming up in my house or my space. But for some people, it's a little quicker. I'll be meeting weirdos.
Listen.
So I'm glad that you weren't a weirdo.
You're hearing this from a guy. These niggas is crazy out here. Like,
they're wild.
15 dates should be the minimum. But, you know, 12 is a safe number.
Yeah. They're crazy. And then it's like, oh, you know what? I think he's a good guy. And it's like, I don't know what be happening. But they're like, oh, you're comfortable with me now? Perfect. Let's Mask ruin off. Your life. It's fucking crazy. But I love love. So here's hoping. So what do you feel? What's your, like, comfort food?
Ooh, good question.
Thanks.
I'd say a honest comfort food for me is pasta. Because you can't really go wrong. I mean, you can go wrong with pasta, but I feel like pasta is so versatile.
It's hard to fuck up with pasta.
It is. It's very hard. But, like, it's so versatile. I feel like I can eat a pasta and I can take a long-ass nap afterwards. Mm-hmm. No issues. No, my stomach hurt. No, I got a headache. Give me a nice bowl of some ziti and I'm good.
We in there. Wait, it's something like hitting. I think it's something like hitting your mic. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, let me fix that. All right, we good.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I agree. I think a good pasta just feels like home. Also, just like growing up broke. spaghetti. Like, I don't know. Like, it just feels like, ah, love. You're full. You're always going to get full with a pasta. Yeah, it feels good. It feels good. What do you feel like, or what do you think about, like, aphrodisiac foods?
You know, as funny as it sounds, I haven't or really don't eat too many aphrodisiac foods. Okay. As much as I always wanted to try them, there's always been something weird to me about oysters.
You like oysters?
I've never had oysters before. Don't.
Never?
It's kind of like taking away my chef card, but the black card. Like, I've never had oysters before. I was supposed to try it this year. I saw some, like, really good char-grilled oysters with, like, the cheese and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to try that. Oh, my God,
those are so good.
I need to.
Yeah, you need to. Like, depending on how it's made, that shit hits. Now, I am a seafood fiend, so I'll be eating them raw. It took me a while to start fucking with the horseradish and shit on it. I was not liking it. I was just doing, like, the cooked ones, like you said, with the cheese and the stuff on it, the sauce. But, yeah, I fuck with a raw oyster. Yeah. Hey, go get these oysters. Stop playing.
I definitely need to stop playing. But the thing is, I can't get oysters around here in Delaware because the food scene here more or less kind of sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that good. So, like, I'm trying to think of where I went. So, I went to San Francisco last year. I went to this bomb-ass Mexican restaurant called La Taqueria. So good, so delicious. And then I come back home to Delaware, Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, some random white guy's hot dog spot. Like, it's basically any town USA food here. So it's kind of hard to even get good seafood without having to travel like 1 or 2 hours from where I live at.
Damn, okay.
That's why I cook a lot.
Well, no, I feel bad. Well, I hope you get to travel some more and try them oysters because them shits change your life. So I just looked up because I was like, well, what are some aphrodisiac foods? I know it's oysters, but now I'm looking at this list and I'm like, I eat this shit every day. So dark chocolate.
Okay, yeah, that I had dark chocolate plenty of times.
Honey. Basil. Is that why Italian food is like, ooh, sexy?
That's a good point. I never correlated it with that.
Yeah, like what? Watermelon.
That sounds like an aphrodisiac and kind of racist in some way. Yeah. I can't correlate that, but it just does.
And I'm let me see if it's any other olive oil. I cook with olive oil all day. Bananas, asparagus.
I mean, yeah, I can see why for bananas for multiple reasons.
The potassium and stuff, or the shape. Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm overthinking it. Garlic, cardamom, celery, coffee, hot chilies, almonds, pomegranates, carrots, nutmeg.
Coffee is a weird one, because when I drink coffee, the first thing I need to do is run to the bathroom. There's nothing in any regard to that. Like, that throw me off.
Yeah, I've never heard of coffee. Okay, now I want to see why. Oh, it says it increases testosterone, which could potentially boost the libido. Research has shown that coffee consumption may be linked to reduced risk of erectile dysfunction. Caffeine may increase genital arousal, and it reduces stress and anxiety, potentially. Yeah, I've never heard that. Okay, hey, we both learned something today. So
how does it do both things?
I don't know.
It sounds like they put it in ChatGPT and just came up with a random answer.
They're like, sure. If you feel like that.
It'll work, but then it won't.
So we've talked about the love stuff, and you can't have love without hate and breakup. So now we're going to the breakup dish. What is your... Somebody just broke up with you. What you finna eat?
What I'm finna eat? Baked ziti.
Baked ziti? Baked ziti's your sad boy meal?
One time I got cheated on, and I made a whole baked ziti. I ate that, and I ate it the same day. And I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed about it. I think I'd have been more upset if I had made it and it was mid. But yeah, that would be my breakup food.
Yeah, when I get broken up with or just like a bad relationship, I bake. I bake like a lot, and it's always muffins. it's usually like muffin, some type of spice muffin. I never even thought about this. Yeah, it's a spice muffin with like a cream cheese and a some type of fruit compote or something like that.
That sounds good.
Compote. Yeah, I'll be fucking it up. But yeah, I think that if we're talking just food, it's probably spaghetti, honestly. Because it's cheap and I'm sad. Or pizza. Pizza. I don't make my crust. I ain't got the time for that. But yeah, I'll do everything else. I make the pizza. Yeah, pizza's my sad bitch meal. I'm gonna just sit there, eat a whole pizza, watch anime. So nothing changes. But yeah, now I'm just doing it sad. I'm watching sadder anime. I'm gonna go watch Grave of the Fireflies or something like that. What do you feel like is your best, like, so is that, okay, I know it's your, like, your sad boy meal, but do you have, like, a meal that instantly makes you feel better when you're sad?
I'd say, as weird as it sounds, I'd say soup.
Ooh, nah, that's not weird. I love a soup. I'm a soup connoisseur. What's your favorite soup?
It's two of them. The first one is New England clam chowder, and the second is a lobster bisque.
Oh, my God. Yo, I love a fucking bisque. Okay. I will fuck up. I might get some clam chowder today. I was trying to figure out what I was going to eat. Now I want some clam chowder. Yo, lobster. Have you had lobster crawfish bisque?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I think a reason why that's probably my happy meal after a breakup would be because it's a lot that has to go into making a soup. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a lot of chopping vegetables. It's making your stock. It's time consuming. So I'm thinking more so about the recipe than I am about the situation at hand. So I think I kind of get over it, especially when I put all that work in.
You can shift your focus.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that explanation. Damn, I was craving that Olive Garden, the gnocchi soup.
Mm.
But Olive Garden's nasty now, so I made it, and I made it in a crock pot. Oh, my God, it was so good.
I've never liked Olive Garden.
Yeah, when I was younger, it used to hit.
The breadsticks were good.
The breadsticks were fire. I always get the same thing as, like, the gnocchi and then the chicken Alfredo. Like, that's all I ever got. The soup, the salad, and that. I didn't like, once I started trying to get the spaghettis and the other stuff, I didn't like it, but I did. I rocked with the Alfredo. It's terrible. I went, like, maybe 2 years ago. I was with my friend, and we were trying to get some food, and it was either, like, Olive Garden or, I think, like, Red Robin. I was like, bro, let's just go to Red Robin. Olive Garden is nasty. He was like, no, it's not. I'm like, Olive Garden is disgusting. He was like, I had it a couple years ago. I'm like, that was a couple years ago. Like, we're grown now, and I'm telling you, it's nasty. And we went in there, and I got my soup, and the soup was cool. The soup and the salad, I'm good. He got, what's that tour to Italy? With yeah, all the stuff, mm-hmm. And he was pissed. He's like, this shit is disgusting. I'm like, yeah, I told you, because we're grown. When you're like 20, it's good. When you're 19, it's fine. You know, but as a 30-something, no, because you've eaten better food. So way now you know. Food.
Yep.
You've done better. All right, so now I'm going to throw some random ingredients at you and tell me, like, how this makes you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Canned tuna, frozen peas, and instant ramen.
Broke white college kid.
A rotisserie chicken, fresh basil, and some type of jam.
Sounds like a really good idea for a Thanksgiving dinner.
Leftover spaghetti, half a bottle of wine, and chocolate chips.
I just got over a breakup, and I need to comfort myself in some food.
I'm with that. So, that is actually the end of this episode. I had a great time. Now I'm hungry.
Listen, I'm about to go cook in a minute.
What you finna cook?
Smash burger. I've been craving a burger for the longest.
Ooh, I want a burger. I might get a burger. Do I want to make a burger or get one? Well, now we've been talking all this shit, I gotta make one.
Well, if you were to get a burger, where would you get it from?
Ooh, that's been hard out here because I don't eat beef or pork. Mm. And I just started back eating meat. So, like, chicken and white meat and seafood.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been having a hard time finding a burger I like. Because I'm still getting used to chicken and turkey. And so, like, some of this shit been dry. But honestly, it probably would be Red Robin. There's no Red Robin over here. Mm. But I fuck with Red Robin. If I'm picking up a burger, Red Robin. Fatburger's actually not bad. But it's not big enough. Like, I'd be eating. So, it would probably be Red Robin. It's some, like, or, like, a from a barbecue spot. But that's been my issue with L.A. Like, I haven't found no barbecue spot I like. But I'm from Texas, so I'm always a little biased.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I love Texas food. This, if I could move anywhere, in this, well, maybe not this climate, but I would definitely move to Texas if I had a chance.
Yeah. Same. But yeah, what about you? Like, where's a good burger spot?
Around here? That's a tough one. I'd probably say Red Robin. If I wanted to get like an actual fast food restaurant style burger, usually I just make it myself. But I know since we mentioned Texas, the best burger that I've had, I'd probably say in the last 5 years, is Trill Burger. Bun B spot.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Oh my God. And since you were mentioning that you don't really eat beef or you just got back into beef, was thinking about making a recipe. Not that it would help you because obviously you're too far to eat it though, but I was thinking about making a salmon burger and a shrimp burger.
Oh my God. Okay. I gotta stop yelling. I love I used to make salmon burgers all the time and I have not found a good salmon burger. I love a good salmon burger. And I have not had a great shrimp burger yet, but I'm on the hunt. So yeah, hey man, mail me something.
I'll send it to you through UPS.
Hey, I fucks with it. Send me them croquettes too.
Oh yeah, I got the croquettes. So I think I owe you a cheesecake.
You do, yeah. So let me calm down. Yeah, when you come in to here. See, now I'm on Red Robin.
What'd you say?
So when you coming out here.
Oh, something wrong with my microphone. Say that again.
When you coming out here, you heard me. I realized the second time that you actually had heard me. But yeah, and so actually I do have one more question before I let you go.
Mm-hmm.
For people that like want to get into cooking but they're scared or they want to try something, like, what is your advice?
Good question. I'd say, as cliche as it sounds, because I tell people the same thing with content creation and with cooking, you just got to get in there and do it. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to culinary school, haven't worked at restaurant. Well, I've worked once I became more popular in the culinary field. I worked in some restaurants, but I didn't get my start in restaurants or culinary school. I picked up a box of pancake mix because I was hungry. And I was fat at the time. And I was 7 years old, and I wanted something to eat. And I made a pancake. And just from there, I just had a love of cooking, and I built my confidence. Like, sometimes you don't know if you're good at something unless you actually try to do it.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you. I appreciate the advice. So for all y'all out there, just try it. Fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? Let's see what happens.
At least make sure you season it, though. If whatever you're cooking, even if you mess it up, at least season it.
If it's seasoned, it's at least edible.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Patrick. I very much appreciate it. Tell the people where they can follow you, watch your content, and see what you're cooking up next.
So you can follow me on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all social media platforms at cookingwithpatlee.com. Well, sorry, at cookingwithpatlee. Cookingwithpatlee.com is actually my recipe website. I share recipes every single day, and I share and make recipes that anybody can make at any skill level, and they're affordable and won't cost you too much in your budget. So make sure you follow me there. I'm considering doing some cooking classes, but by the time this podcast airs, I might change my mind. So if I decide to do cooking classes, I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, like, don't hold me to it. And that's it for today, y'all. Whether you're cooking for your lover, or just yourself, remember, food is love, food is healing, and also food is messy, just like us. So make sure to subscribe, follow Pat. Until next time, stay curious, stay saucy, and do whatever the fuck you want. Peace. Bye. Goodbye. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaze. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHaze. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.